This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Thursday Mexico will host talks between the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and the political opposition. He says officials are looking for dialogue and agreements between the parties. President Maduro, who has overseen an economic collapse in the once prosperous South American nation, has said he's willing to negotiate with opposition leader Juan Guaido. But Maduro has insisted the agenda must focus on lifting U.S. sanctions in Venezuela, most of which were created by former U.S. President Donald Trump 2 years ago in an ultimately unsuccessful bid to force the socialist president from power. Guaido has said the opposition wants to use the talks to push for guarantees of free and fair elections, following broad criticism that past elections have been stacked in favor of the ruling socialists. Hardline Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi took the presidential oath of office on Thursday at a time when the Islamic Republic's clerical rulers face growing crises at home and abroad. The Shiite cleric formally started his four-year term on Tuesday when Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei endorsed his victory in the June election when most prominent rivals were barred from running. With Raisi's presidency, all branches of power in Iran will be controlled by anti-Western hardliners loyal to Khamenei. Raisi is under U.S. sanctions over allegations of human rights abuses when he was a judge, but he has pledged to take steps to lift broader sanctions that have cut Iran's oil exports and shut it out of the international banking system. Iran has been negotiating with six major powers to revive a 2015 nuclear deal abandoned 3 years ago by then-U.S. President Donald Trump, who said it was too soft on Tehran. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's government announced Thursday it will expand its COVID-19 emergency curbs to cover more than 70% of the population as a surge in cases strains hospitals in the Olympics host city Tokyo and other parts of the city. Infections are rising fast as new cases hit record highs in Tokyo just days before the end of the Summer Games. Public broadcaster NHK reports on Thursday new daily COVID-19 cases in Japan exceeded 15,000 for the first time after the Tokyo metropolitan government reported a record high of about 5,000 new infection cases in the capital. Medical advisors there warned the figure could double in 2 weeks, according to NHK. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday also asked people to refrain from travel during summer holidays. There was chaos and confusion at several COVID-19 vaccination sites in Manila on Thursday as thousands showed up hoping to receive a shot before the Philippines capital headed back into lockdown for 2 weeks. In the urban sprawl of 16 cities home to 13 million people, movement restrictions are being reimposed across Greater Manila from Friday to try to slow the spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. Photos on social media showed people fighting with each other to be the first in line at vaccination centers, causing police intervention to enforce social distancing rules. With around 1.6 million COVID-19 cases and more than 28,000 deaths, the Philippines has the second worst coronavirus outbreak in Southeast Asia after Indonesia. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday France will offer COVID booster shots to the elderly and vulnerable from September, joining a growing list of countries offering third vaccine shots to fight new virus variants. Macron's statement comes a day after the World Health Organization called on all nations to halt booster shots until at least the end of September to help ease the inequity in vaccine distribution between rich and poor nations. Israel has already begun administering booster shots to over 60s, and Germany said last week it would too start offering them in September. An Israeli jet struck what its military said were rocket launch sites in Lebanon early on Thursday in response to two rockets fired towards Israel from Lebanese territory a day earlier in an escalation of cross-border hostilities amid heightened tensions with Iran. The rockets launched from Lebanon on Wednesday struck open areas in northern Israel, causing brush fire along the hilly frontier. There was no claim of responsibility for the attack, which came from an area of South Lebanon under the sway of Iranian-backed Hezbollah guerrillas. The Israeli military says it responded, launching airstrikes early Thursday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.